Yo, what's up, self-care squad? Wiley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood therapist who also binge-watches reality TV because, let's be real, sometimes you gotta laugh at the human experience. Today we're diving deep into something that can feel like a mystical art form for Gen Z, actually expressing our feelings in a healthy way, and yeah, I'm talking about journaling. I know, it sounds dusty AF. Like something your grandma does before bed with a cup of chamomile tea and a cat on her lap. But trust me, this ain't your average diary entry about who had a crush on you in 6th grade. We're going deeper than that, people. Think about it. You scroll through TikTok for hours, you're glued to Instagram, dropping those fire emojis left and right. But when someone asks you how you're really feeling, suddenly, you're all good, like a broken record on repeat. Ever feel like your emotions are just this swirling mess inside your head that explodes every now and then in the form of an existential rant to your best friend? Yeah, we've all been there. And honestly, it's exhausting. So why not have a more direct conversation with yourself? That's where journaling comes in. First off, let's get real. You don't need fancy stationery or a calligraphy pen to write down your feelings. A crumpled napkin and a Sharpie will do just fine. It's about getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper, not creating a masterpiece for the Louvre. Think of it like venting to your bestie, but without the awkward silence after you drop a truth bomb. Now, there is no one right way to journal. Some people prefer bullet points, others go full-on stream of consciousness. Some even doodle while they write whatever works for you. You can track your mood, brainstorm solutions to problems, or just rant about that one annoying coworker who steals your lunch every day. But here's the magic. Journaling isn't just about dumping all those feels out there. It's also about reflection and self-discovery. By taking the time to write down your thoughts and feelings, you start to understand yourself better. You see patterns in your behavior, identify triggers that make you react in certain ways, and maybe even discover some hidden talents or passions. Think of it like this. Imagine scrolling through your Instagram feed, but instead of seeing curated photos, you're seeing the unfiltered version of yourself, all the good, the bad, and the messy. Journaling is like giving yourself permission to be vulnerable and authentic, without any judgment from the outside world. Okay, picture this. You just aced that major exam, right? But instead of posting a triumphant selfie on Insta, you take a few minutes to journal about it. You write down how proud you feel, what strategies worked for you, and maybe even acknowledge those late nights pulling all-nighters. This isn't just about bragging rights, it's about acknowledging your hard work and celebrating your wins. Now, imagine that same feeling after a crushing defeat like failing that test or getting rejected from that internship. Journaling allows you to process those feelings of disappointment without drowning in self-pity. You can analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and remind yourself that setbacks are a part of the journey. Here's the deal. You don't have to be Shakespeare to journal effectively. Just write whatever comes to mind, even if it's just a stream of consciousness round about how much you hate Mondays. Consistency is key here. Aim for a few minutes each day, even if it's just jotting down 3 things you're grateful for or 1 thing that made you laugh today. The point is, start small and make it a habit. Over time, journaling can become your secret weapon for self-discovery, stress management, and emotional well-being. So ditch the pressure to be perfect, embrace the chaos, and let those feelings flow. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Before I drop the mic, remember this. You're not alone in this journey. We're all figuring it out as we go. DM me on Insta, Rowdy Hart Podcast, with your biggest journaling struggles or triumphs. Let's chat. Don't forget to rate and review this episode and spread the word. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with your bestie who's always crying over a text message. They need this in their life. Peace out, self-care warriors.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.